Mrs. Clinton was the subject of a national security crime investigation. This wasn't a security review. It wasn't an argument over classification levels. This was a violation of Title 18 of the U.S. Code, Section 793F, mishandling national defense information. And contrary to what the American public has been told repeatedly, intent is not an element of the crime. There's no requirement to prove any sort of intent at all. And so when Mr. Comey talks about intent, or he wasn't able to prove it, or there was no sort of specification that showed an intent, it's a red herring. It's a false argument. It isn't a requirement of the crime. So we know from the Inspector General of the Intelligence Community that 22 top secret SCI, which is sensitive compartment of information, it's a special category of intelligence collection, 22 top secret SCI messages or emails went across Mrs. Clinton's unsecured server. It's a fact. It's a finding of the Inspector General. That's the root of the referral to the Department of Justice that caused them to begin this inquiry. The fact that that has occurred puts the United States at grave risk. That's the definition, really, for compromising top secret material. That is the issue that is really the focal point of what the FBI should have been looking at. And it's a yes or no question. It's not what did you intend. It's not how did you feel about it. It's not what were you really trying to accomplish. It's a yes or no question. Did this event occur, yes or no? And then if it did occur, who is responsible for it? What is the proximate cause of this event occurring? And if you walk it back to find the person who made it happen, that's who's prosecuted. And this whole intent thing is nonsense. Mr. Comey is lying to the American public when he goes down that path.